This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
6:31 on this Wednesday. Partly sunny, right? Cloudy-ish out there right now. 88, getting down to 68 tonight, so it's going to stay very warm. Tomorrow, we're going to see some sporadic thunderstorms, but otherwise a high of 89. Low of 65, and then Friday back to a high of 90. So this temperature is not going away, and I'm happy for it. Later in the half hour, we'll get analysis of the shooting today from a former FBI special agent. Also, we'll talk about Uber. They're facing a PR nightmare right now. Some say their brand is being completely destroyed. We'll find out why. Let's begin, though, this half hour with one of my favorite guests. Warren Honeycutt is with us. He's a health and physique expert. He's written several books. His latest book is How the Health Are You? 7 Keys to Success. You can find him at gethoneycutt.com, or you can actually see his own physique. He may be a little older than me, but his physique is easily 20 years younger than mine. Warren, great to have you on WILS.
Always great to be with you, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. That title is fantastic. How the health are you? How did you come up with that?
Actually, through the years, Mike, people have asked me, as we've talked about on the show before, how do you do it, Warren? How do you stay motivated? What's your secret? Blah, blah, blah. And in doing so, it just dawned on me one day that health is the very center of all of weight control and nutrition and fitness. And if it's not, it should be. And so, you know, hence the title, How the Health Are You?
I mean, how do you stay motivated? I mean, do you ever let yourself go for a couple of weeks or a month and then kind of get back on the train? Or?
Well, no, I have not, Mike. Now, let me go back. There was a time when I was a kid, teenager, I had pneumonia. And, you know, I was in bed for 3 weeks, but that was a little different situation. Mm-hmm. And through the years, and I mean, Mike, you know me, I'm 64 years old. And through the years, the thing that has motivated me is a deeper purpose and cause than just having a great physique. Mm-hmm. And that's the key to motivation. Motivation comes from the Latin word T-U-S,
okay.
And it means to move. And the opposite, of course, of the movement, all we have to do is look at all of our couches in America and see the couch potatoes
motivated. Let's be honest, so, Warren, it's not that you're in good shape. You've got a six-pack, right, and you're 64. So this goes beyond just being in shape. How do you explain that level of focus to be able to do that?
Well, it comes from, Mike, certainly understanding nutrition and the science of it, and understanding exercise and the science of it, which I get into in the book. Yeah. And what I do is follow what I've done and what I've done with people through the last 40 years as a life coach and a personal trainer.
Right.
And the people, and I studied them before I wrote the book, of years, and over 90% of the people for years that I trained, as long as I was with them, they were fine. When I left them, they gained the weight back and they lost their motivation. And I started to research all of that, and what did that 10% do that everybody else didn't do?
They kept going. Because one of the things, Warren, you say is that a lot of it's mental. And the book, by the way, is How the Health Are You? Author is Warren Honeycutt. Find him at gethoneycutt.com. Because one thing you say, Warren, is that a lot of times our own subconscious thoughts are the problem, that they're actually making us fat. What do you mean by that?
Well, and actually that's just, when I say almost, it's over 99%. Mike, we all are creatures of habit. If we develop good habits, that stays with us, and it's in our subconscious mind. We don't have to think about it. Same thing with bad habits. And let's just pick one out of the air, cursing. Okay, most people would think that's a bad habit, but if we've done it for years, it's really difficult to break that habit because it's in the subconscious mind and it's automatic, just like driving a car, texting on a phone, or doing anything that we do with our subconscious. And our eating habits and our fitness habits and our lifestyle are identically the same, and there's very, very, very few. I'm one of maybe 10 in the United States that helps people understand not just what the problem is, but how to solve it and resolve it.
Go ahead. What were you going
to
say, Warren?
I was just going to say, if they go to gethoneycutt.com, they can, you know, get the details of the book. But in that site, right now they can pick up, it's a download, 7 different videos of a seminar that I hold, which is a half-day seminar, getting into all the principles that are in the book, and I take them by the hand and lead them step-by-step through the process, and it's free. I mean, there's no credit card, there's free. No anything. It's a free course.
Nothing beats free. It's gethoneycut.com is the website. Warren Honeycutt with us on WILS. The book is How the Health Are You? So a lot of people would say, Warren, that, look, we eat the way we eat because we're hungry and we enjoy it. It's nothing to do with any kind of subconscious issue. What's your view on that in terms of the way we eat and how much we eat?
Well, while I understand the thought of that statement, Mike, in reality, it's not accurate as it relates to the psychology of it and the science behind it. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, you know, takes a lot longer than we have today to explain.
Give me your analysis. When you're working with somebody, and let's say they're even exercising, but ultimately they're overeating and they feel like they need to eat because they're hungry, and that's their issue. How do you address that with them mentally?
Okay. I help them understand that if they're hungry, their body is calling for something that it's not getting. And in all probability, it is not, well, I know, the empty calories. And when people start eating the right foods, Mike, we don't overeat. And I eat a lot all the time, but it's the right food. And my body fat is 6-7% year round.
What do you mean? What do you mean you eat a lot? Explain that. Give me an idea of how much you eat.
Well, okay. If I may, just as an example, and again, all of this is in the book, but breakfast this morning, I had 2 eggs over medium, multi-grain, whole grain toast, turkey bacon, turkey sausage, and honey. And that was breakfast, and I do that 6-7 times a day.
Okay.
And it is a full, nourishing meal.
So do you take a big break between breakfast and lunch or dinner?
No,
what do you do?
Mike, I actually eat about every 2 to 3 hours because all of our bodies, even though we aren't acclimated to it in our culture, but our bodies get hungry every 2.5 to 3 hours, okay, whether we know it or not.
Interesting. Where did that come from? I mean, weren't there times as humans we had to go much longer without eating?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, through the years, but in the last, holy moly, 2,000-3,000 years, yeah, we've been able, for the most part, have food. And, you know, if we go back to caveman days, yes.
Yeah.
But now,
and some would say, but some believe, Warren, that's the reason why we're so obese, is we're eating so much. Now, you're saying you eat a lot, you're not getting obese. So, give me a number then. How many calories do you eat a day? What's your estimate on that?
About 3,000 calories.
Okay. That's a lot.
Pretty good, hefty amount of food.
That's incredible. And how many, so do you burn 3,000 calories, or how do you explain that, though?
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, though, Mike, when you eat the right foods, you burn a lot of the calories in digesting the foods.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You burn the calories. So for lunch, what kind of lunch did you have today, then?
Tuna salad and whole wheat crackers.
Okay, so really you're avoiding what, the sweets? Is that it?
That's the biggest thing. If, in fact, I could take the book and my 40 years of fitness and nutrition, Mike, and pull it in one sentence,
yeah,
it would be stay away from sugar.
Okay, and is that just a mental thing, or how do you explain that when people can't let go of that?
It's not just mental. Sugar is addictive, and it is not as, some studies say, but I don't quite buy into it, that sugar is as addictive as heroin and cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
On some levels, it is. It does have the same effect on the brain, but it obviously is not as difficult to get away from as cocaine and heroin.
Thankfully.
And in other words, you don't have to go through a 12-step program and into rehab to get away from sugar.
You don't end up in prison, too, for sugar, which is nice. Hey
right.
Warren, tell me this. So if it wasn't for all the exercise, though, could you really maintain your physique at 3,000 calories a day?
I would drop it back about 500 calories, Mike, is what I would do.
Okay, so you're still eating a fair amount. In terms of your fitness, is it mostly the food that you credit that to, or the actual daily exercise?
No, it would be the food. If I had to give up one or the other, I would give up the exercise as far as health.
For health,
yes.
But what draws you into daily? Because you exercise every day, right?
About 5 days a week.
That's
Mike,
a lot.
What I do.
That's a lot. And how do you explain that motivation not to? Because you know a lot of us, we start exercising and 3, 4, 5 months in, we go, you know, that's enough, and let's get back to normal.
Yeah.
How do you keep that part of your life going?
Well, the thing that keeps me going right now, Mike, primarily, and it's just the motivation that's changed over the last 10 or 15 years, but I love to be an example for people. And since I have the privilege of being on shows like yours and in, you know, speaking and so on, mm-hmm. I really get a kick out of helping people understand that it can be done.
Yeah.
And that's not magic. It's not, you know, a miracle, but it's something that anyone can do. And I don't even encourage people, Mike, to get, let's say, in the same shape that I'm in. I mean, 6-7% body fat is really, really
clean. Unbelievable. I don't even know how to do that. That sounds almost impossible to me, but you do it somehow.
Yeah. And
but part of it probably is because you've been lean your whole life. Like, if someone put on 10 pounds, 20 pounds of fat on you right now, you think you could just burn it off within a year or two? Or?
Oh, I could do that because I know what I'm doing, Mike, and help anybody do that in a month.
Okay.
10 pounds.
You're gonna have? Are you gonna have a six pack when you're like in your 80s or 90s? You think?
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's something else. I'm trying to imagine. You know what? I'm gonna try to pursue that, Warren. I think that is a goal, to try to have a six-pack.
By the way, Mike, thank you for having me on today, but I'm going to send you a copy of the book.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. The book.
Send you a copy of the book.
The book is How the Health Are You? 7 Keys to Success. Warren Honeycutt is the author. Find him at gethoneycutt.com. That's with 2 T's, gethoneycutt.com. And this man he's not a 20-year-old guy just telling you about life because he's youthful. This man has been doing this for decades, in his mid-60s now, still with the physique of a 30-year-old. Warren Honeycutt on WILS. Warren, great to have you. Thanks.
Great to have you, Mike. Thank you very much.